This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If you've tried to follow the various national, state, and local bans on evictions for renters, you may have gotten whiplash. As one order expires, another one is put in place or modified. So one nonprofit in Austin is trying to educate renters about their rights by going door to door. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
Jerima Arana is standing outside an apartment complex in Pflugerville, just north of Austin. It's early, around 8 a.m. on a Sunday. Arana doesn't live in this building, but hundreds of people do, and at least two dozen have faced eviction so far during this pandemic.
So what we're doing is hanging door hangers, obviously respecting social distancing, with information about tenants' rights and eviction protections.
It's a simple idea. Hang a plastic placard, a door hanger, on the doors of tenants living in complexes where landlords have filed evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The door hanger directs renters to a website where they can learn about current eviction bans. Arana is with the nonprofit Building and Strengthening Tenant Action, or BASTA.
Evictions has always been an issue, but right now during the pandemic, obviously, there's this the added worry of people having to leave their homes during a pandemic, basically having to expose themselves to this virus, and it could be an issue of life and death.
Arana carries a black backpack with hundreds of door hangers. She starts climbing stairs and hurrying down hallways, popping each placard onto a door handle. Christina Rosales is the deputy director of Texas Housers. The organization's been watching eviction hearings throughout the state, and what they've seen is that
renters continue to be confused about the protections that apply to them.
You can't blame them. Eviction bans during the pandemic have been dizzying. First, there were local bans, then a statewide one, then a national one, but it only protected some renters. Then that expired, the state one too. Then in September, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new order, once again protecting most renters in the country from eviction if they couldn't afford rent. But, says Rosales,
this is different. The moratorium is different.
That's because with the CDC order, a renter needs to sign a piece of paper and give it to their landlord to qualify. The paper, called a declaration, states you've lost wages or work hours and you've tried your best to pay part of your rent during the pandemic. But at least early on, some renters didn't seem aware of this new requirement. I watched three eviction hearings in Hays County days after the CDC order came down. The judge would ask, "Have you signed the declaration?" Each tenant said no. Leslie Ramirez works for the Austin Tenants Council. She says while some renters seem to be up to date on current eviction bans now, they still get calls.
They'll call and say, "I know I have rights, I just don't know exactly what they are. Can you kind of walk me through what my options are? Because this is what my landlord is telling me. I just want to make sure if that's right or, you know, not."
Ramirez says she's gotten more confused calls from Spanish speakers and worries there's not enough information about eviction bans in languages other than English. That's in part where Arana comes in. She hands out hundreds of door hangers. The goal is 10,000 over a series of weekends. The information's in English on one side, Spanish on the other. The hope is that this will help tenants know their rights at least through the end of the year. That's when the CDC eviction bans set to expire. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.